Amazon-backed Rivian is targeting a significant $53 billion valuation for its IPO, reportedly set to happen next week. Speculation is that Rivian could fetch a valuation closer to $60 billion ahead of its debut. Yahoo Finance's senior auto correspondent, Praz Subramanian, is here with more on Rivian. Praz, what are most people missing here? And this company is not making electric trucks at scale, yet it might be valued close to $60 billion. What are they making here? Is these trucks that whiz-bang?
You know, I think, Brian, it's more of a kind of a bet, a big, big, big bet on the EV future. And we're going to get a bit more clarity here on this blockbuster IPO, right? You mentioned the numbers, $53 billion valuation, maybe even 60 based on the offering range around $57 to $62 a week. Next week, you're going to have the roadshow happening, or actually this week for a potential IPO next week. But I think, Brian, you're talking about this. What are we getting for the money here? You know, from a production point of view, Rivian just amended their S-1 and said that they only produced 180 units in the span of like 6 weeks, delivered about 150 of those to employees. So that's in 6 weeks of production. You know, Ford makes 4 million vehicles a year, Brian, right? So, you know, Rivian has 48,000 pre-orders. They want to target 1,200 units delivered by the end of this year. That's a big pre-order, bank to go through. And I think that's what people come to bet, the company or investors are betting on. And let's not also forget Amazon, right? Amazon has a 20% stake in the company and 100,000 pre-orders that Rivian has to go through. Will that hurt pickup production? So these are some things that the investor community and analysts are sort of seeing. If can Rivian push through that to justify this massive valuation?
Well, and Pras, speaking of that massive valuation, of course, a number of companies are also betting on the EV future. So how does Rivian and its offering stack up to the competition already out there?
I think at this point, it's good that Rivian has gotten these trucks out on the road. They're delivering and producing here, and even in small in batches, because the competition is going to be fierce. You know, the Ford F-150 Lightning is already here in terms of it's going to be on the roads in 2022. I've actually ridden in that truck, and it is quite impressive. It is real, it is big, and it is powerful. So that's actually out there. It's going to be hitting the roads probably next year. And then let's not forget the Cybertruck, right? Elon Musk mentioned the Cybertruck. The castings are beginning. They're starting to put together that exoskeleton. They want to get that out in 2022. That's another huge kind of higher-end pickup in that adventure market trade that Rivian is sort of playing right now. So that's two big components or two big rivals that Rivian has to deal with, in addition to the fact that they're not making enough vehicles just as of yet.
Praz, real-time update here. You know I had the Polestar 2 this past weekend for a review, and I have to say it did grow on me. Is it the perfect electric vehicle? No. And in full disclosure, I did have trouble plugging it in. I thought you can go to a Tesla supercharger station and plug it in. That wasn't working well for me.
Right. I mean, and Brian, this is a big thing. I mean, it's like a Polestar 2 is a nice SUV. You can tool around town with it. It's very practical. Are buyers going to want to buy electric pickups that they need to do commercial grade activity, to be able to haul 500 miles sometimes with a payload? That's the big issue that Rivian faces too.
All right, Praz Subramanian, always good to see you. I'll keep you posted on my electric car endeavors.